Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 9. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. Luke, the 16th chapter. He also said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager.' And the manager said to himself, 'What shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses.' So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, 'And how much do you owe?' He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. O Lord, have mercy upon us."
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The steward here in Luke chapter 16 is wasteful. He misuses the money and the goods of the rich man for whom he worked. We are wasteful, as are all sinners, even if in different ways at different times. Sometimes we wastefully misuse the name of God, and we throw it away and around carelessly, as if there were no real value to it. Sometimes we wastefully misuse the divine service and the word, going through the motions, or just as bad, putting on a show. Sometimes we wastefully misuse life, property, or marriage. You see, none of these things truly belong to you. They all come from God's gracious hand. We are simply stewards who are supposed to wisely use the gifts that He gives to us. But it is in our sinful nature to be wasteful. Now, whenever a gift is misused, it is a waste of what God has given to us. All men misuse their tongues, which is the gift of language. The eyes God gave are misused when we lust or covet something that which is not ours. There is not a gift out there that could not or is not wasted. Now, I could speak of stewardship here, right? Of time and of treasure. These are the easy ones to point out our failures in. They're also the easy ones to point out our so-called successes and pat ourselves on the back. And yet, if we succeed in one area of life, we will surely fail at a dozen others. In the parable, the rich man does not do what you would expect. When he finds out that the steward has been wasting his possessions, the rich man does not immediately have the steward arrested and thrown into jail, although he has every right to do that. That would be sound business practice if an employee were to be caught in embezzlement. But the rich man is merciful. He warns the steward that he can't be steward anymore, and yet he allows the steward time to put his affairs in order. And from a purely human standpoint, it seems that the steward engages then in some pretty dishonest practices. He seems to be stealing more from the rich man by canceling the debts of those who owe him money. And yet the rich man, when he discovers what the steward has done, well, he praises him for his shrewdness. Perhaps the steward finally realized that his master, the rich man, was merciful. Perhaps when the steward began canceling the debts, well, perhaps that's exactly what the rich man wanted, to show mercy and kindness to others. Now, of course, that's not good business practice, but the ways of men are not like the ways of God. He is merciful. He is the merciful Lord and Master. He desires His servants to use their resources, or rather His resources, in a merciful way. So you should be like the steward. Recognize the mercy of your Lord and Master. He has not immediately thrown you into the prison house of death. Now make no mistake, by your wasteful misuse of God's gifts, you indeed deserve death. But your merciful Lord has let you live. Thus, his incredible mercy drives you also to act in mercy toward others. In small ways, and sometimes in big ways, he leads you to give up your gifts for the sake of others. Instead of greedily holding on to what you have and using it only for your own pleasure, the Master makes you like him. His Spirit puts your hands in motion to give away that which he first gave to you. For the Lord showed you his mercy so that you can rest securely in his almighty hand and show mercy to others. This is the mercy of the Master, that he himself became a steward under the law. He took the form of a servant, and he was not a greedy, scrounging, wasteful steward. He showed mercy in his life more than any man had ever done. He gave up the riches and the comforts of heaven to become man and to live a life of poverty. And yet he kept on giving away all that he had. He healed the sick. He fed the hungry. He drove out demons and raised the dead. He gave up even his own life. He gave his body into torture. He gave his blood to be shed. He gave his very soul into the anguish of hell. He gave his last breath, the last full measure of his devotion. It seems so wasteful from a purely human perspective, right? Why throw away his life for poor, miserable sinners? Because this was exactly what his merciful Father wanted him to do. Through Christ, the Father gave his mercy to mankind. In his blood and death, Christ canceled every single debt of every sinner on earth. Thus, Christ, the greatest steward of all, took your account and examined the ledger. Your account now looked like the national debt, as does mine, because you owe so much on account of your sins, you could never pay it back. But he says to you, quickly, write down zero. Your gigantic, enormous debt to your Lord is canceled completely. And that is the mercy of God for you. God does not really care about having his debts paid back. He wants to show mercy more than he wants to do anything else. Let all the debts go unpaid, or rather paid by Christ. He would rather have you in his kingdom. And he has done it through his Son, and he declares it publicly and regularly to you in the absolution. He says, I forgive you all your sins. Now, true, it's some lousy steward who speaks those words. But the steward represents his master, and the master has all authority in heaven and on earth to forgive every debt down to the last penny. And that is precisely what he has done for you this day and every day. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod President, the Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison. We also pray for Chaplain Tristan Engel, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.